Blog Talk Radio.
It can be found on any map that I know. It's
from the... Oh, 307, take one.
Blue River. Hold it, hold it. What down on? Hold it, hold it, hold it.
Oh, yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Excuse me just a second. It's not a complete break or something. Ba-ba-ba. Right. Blue River, it can be found on any map that I know, but it's a place where lonely lovers all go to cry their tears. Blue River, it winds along a path of heartache and pain, of broken dreams and loving someone in vain, the way that I love you, and baby I still do. I held you so tight, you were out of my sight, I'm feeling so low. Or I gotta go, Blue River, because you never really cared about me. From now on, baby, that's where I'm gonna be, crying over you by the river of blue.
Oh
I felt you so tight, you were out of my sight, I'm feeling so low, well I gotta go, Blue River, because you never really cared about me, from now on baby that's where I'm gonna be, crying over you, by the river of blue.
You know, I think if my mic worked for two shows in a row, I might faint. I'll tell you, it keeps things exciting. Is that what I'm supposed to think? Well, I don't, so there you go. Anyway, okay, but you can hear me now, I assume, because we've got my phone working now, okay? So I'm hoping that you can hear me now. Okay, now you can hear me. That's phone again. Anyway, hey guys, we got kind of a cool show today. I got to hear all the songs. And now you get to hear as many as I can fit in. I mean, there's just so many of them we could keep going, but we stopped. We've got Orion, Jimmy Ellis, going today. And I have a little bit of information that I'll read to you a little bit later so that we don't all have to wonder and speculate and say this and say that and all that stuff. We can just, I'll read the blurb and you can kind of know what's going on, okay? It's okay. We're just not going to worry about it too much. And I'm hoping here that it's going to open. It might not. Well, it says loading, so maybe. Come on, computer. Do your thing. Come on, computer. Okay. It's going to work today. This is amazing. My mic didn't work, so I had to compensate. It opened my email. I'm on my little computer, and things don't always work real well that way. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to play a few songs, and then I'll read the little deal about Jimmy Ellis, okay? And it's really kind of cool. The dude was, most of the time he didn't really try to sound like Elvis, but it still had similarities. His voice still had similarities to Elvis' voice. And when he tried to sound like Elvis, he could really do it. But you could still, that's not quite right. That's not quite right. So that's okay. But right now, I'm going to start with a song, It Hurts Me.
It hurts me to see him treat you the way that he does. It hurts me to see you sit and cry when I know I could be so true if I had someone like you. It hurts me to see the tears in your eyes. The whole town is talking, they're calling you a fool. They're listening to hear those same old lies. And when I know I could be so true if I had someone like you, it hurts me to see the way he makes you cry. You love him so much, you're too blind to see that he's only playing a game. He never loved you, and he never will. And darling, don't you know he'll never change? I know that he never will set you free, because he's just that kind of guy. But if you ever tell him you're through, I'll be waiting for you, waiting to hold you so tight, waiting to kiss you goodnight. Yes, darling, if I had someone like you.
That was a pretty good ending on there. I like that. All right. That was Jimmy Ellis. That was Orion. Now we have Elvis. And this is from the 68 Comeback Special.
Take 120.
It hurts me to see him treat you the way that he does. Oh, it hurts me to see you sit and cry when I know I could be so true if I had someone like you. It hurts me to see those tears in your eyes. Calling you a fool for listening to his same old lies. Oh, when I know I could be so true if I had someone like you. Hurts me to see the way he makes you cry. You love him so much, you're too blind to see. He's only playing a game. He never loved you. He never will. And darling, don't you know, he'll never change.
playing a game.
I'm gonna feed you quite a bit of track ahead of myself.
That's true. Okay.
All right. A little bit short, but it was still good. I enjoyed it anyway, so I think that's cool. All right. I'm going to read that to you now. Well, John sent this to me. It's not signed, so I can't say who wrote it. I have a suspicion, but I'm not going to say because nobody said anything about it. But I'm going to read it to you because it kind of lets you know what's going on with the Jimmy Ellis thing. Okay? As far as anyone knows, Jimmy Orion Ellis was not related to Elvis or Vernon. He was adopted by the Ellis family. Jimmy Ellis, in his later years, did search out his birth parents, as many did who were adopted. The only details as to their identity was that his mother's name was Gladys Hughes. Okay, we're not sure about that. And the only name for the father on the birth certificate was Vernon. And we don't think the last name was on the birth certificate, but we don't actually know. Supposedly, the theory is Vernon Presley had a romantic entanglement with this Gladys Hughes while he was off working somewhere in Mississippi. And the person that wrote it says he forgets where. So we just have to kind of bear with it and take the information we get, okay? Don't be questioning everything. Just listen to what it is, and that's what it is. Anyway, this romantic interlude supposedly produced Jimmy Ellis. If this is true or not, I don't know. I wasn't there or even born at the time. I do know that Jimmy Ellis, when he found this information out, did not pursue anything else to verify whether or not he was related to Elvis in any way. The quote I was given from a friend of his was that Jimmy felt if he was related to Elvis through Vernon, that he wouldn't want to besmirch the Presley name with a scandal. Also, if he wasn't related to the Presleys and he went forward and pursued it and nothing came of it, or if he found out that he wasn't related, it would wreck his good name and put him in the same level as others who have claimed that Elvis was their father. So he figured he would leave things as they were. Was he related to Elvis through Vernon? Nobody knows. But unless someone has definitive proof, it is best to leave it as it is rather than start some sort of scandal and throw accusations around. Hopefully, this is going to help settle this. So, guys, we're not wanting to talk it round. We're not wanting to say this and that and the other thing. It happened this way and it happened that way because nobody knows. Nobody really knows, and that's the bottom line. So we're not going to say that Jimmy Ellis was related for sure because we don't have actual proof. We have suspicions. Yes, we do have suspicions. And they're based on some pretty strong assumptions, but we can't say them as fact because we don't have the facts, okay? We can have our own opinions and all that stuff, but please don't talk it around as a fact because we don't have any proof. And those rumors are real hard to kill. And unless you've got proof, don't start those rumors. Because that's just not right, okay? But I wanted to let you know what was written to me. And now you know as much as I do. You know as much as anybody else does. And don't expand on it because we don't have any definitive proof saying it's this, that, or the other thing, okay? We just have suspicions, okay? So let's leave it at that. And it's all good. It's all good. You know, we kind of know, but we can't say, okay? That's how it sits. All right, I'm going to play another song, Orion First, and this is I Can Help.
One, two, three, four.
All right, and I just read a little footnote here that there is more proof. So you may be hearing about that on a future show with Shauna on YouTube. And, you know, all I say is caution. Check it out real good, because when you present it, it's going to go flying around everywhere. And we want to make sure it's right. And I know you guys already know that, but hey, it never hurts to hear it again, okay? So, you know, John, go for it. I think it would be very, very interesting to know for sure. You know, I would really like to know for sure. I think that would be kind of cool. That would be really awesome. And Jimmy's not around to be hurt by the information anymore. So it would be awesome. It would really be awesome. So bring it forth, honey. Bring it forth. Let's lay her on the table. I think that'd be awesome. All right. And now, let's say hi to Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hello. Hello, all, everybody. How is everybody today? Good?
Hi, we're hanging in there.
We're hanging in there.
By my fingernails. Yeah, I've been breaking fingernails the past couple of days, so I'm hanging by my fingernails, and they're just popping off.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, I've got
It's been a heck of a couple of days, but I've got my books all packed up, so you know I'm making headway.
Good.
I'm making headway.
Good. That's the biggest job,
honey, you don't know how many books I've got. Oh. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of those big colored bins that you buy at Walmart or Lowe's, and four boxes.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's all books. Three of the bins I filled up halfway with books and then filled up with clothes out of the bedroom closet and shoes. But the others are full of books. I'm hiring somebody to move those suckers. I ain't doing it. They're gonna need a hand truck, and they're gonna have to be bonded because if they hurt themselves, I don't want to pay for it.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes. Some of those books in the old paper is very, very heavy. So, but you know what? I looked through them a little bit as I was packing them, and I'm not willing to get rid of any of them. They're all my babies. So my books are going with me wherever I land. It's just something that has to happen that way. Well, that's okay.
Right.
That's okay. I'm all right with that.
You did it before. You'll get it done.
Well, my books in the kitchen are the biggest jobs, okay? And the books are done. So no problem.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to start on the kitchen, and I'm just going to keep, like, one box of the essentials, like you do when you go camping. Just the stuff you really need, you know. That'll do me for however long. I'm packing the rest of it. Then I don't have to worry about it. I called my brother-in-law, and he's willing to fly out here and drive me wherever I'm going. So that's
good.
But I do have to hire somebody to load the truck, and I got to hire somebody to unload the truck. He can't do it this time.
Yeah.
He can't do it.
Right.
So I don't want him to do it. My gosh, he did so much last time. I was surprised he could still walk when we got here.
Well, yeah, he doesn't need all that. That's that. And Jenny, you surely don't screw up.
Oh, honey.
Overwhelmed.
I tried the other night because I was sliding them across the floor, the ones that are on the bottom of the stack. I slide them across the floor. I can't pick them up. So there is no loading the truck coming from me. That's not happening.
Well,
I can't pick them up.
I'm
not a question of not wanting to. I can't. They're too heavy. I can't do it.
Yeah.
And that's weird. That's weird for me.
Well, yeah. Well, I understand, believe me. I do understand, and I never would have thought this would have happened to me, and you're just thinking, wow, what happened to my body?
I got to tell you, getting old sucks.
I'm not getting old.
I could have picked up those bins and moved them and not even, you know, my back would have hurt a little bit afterwards, but a couple of acetaminophen and a hot pad, and I'd have been fine. Not now. It took me 3 days to get over it. I ain't doing it. I don't want to break anything. No way. I am not in that position right now.
No.
Anyway, okay. That was Orion doing I Can Help. And you guys all have his voice in your head now. That was kind of why I took a break to chat with Sue a little bit. Now, this recording is take two from the RCA Studios in Hollywood. Elvis doing I Can Help.
I'm tired of it.
Okay, we're rolling. Let's be warm.
Oh, good.
I just swung my ass. If you got a problem, if you got a problem, I don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help. I got two strong arms and I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good and let me help. It's a fact that people get lonely, it ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, baby, should never have the blues. Let me help. Have a laugh on me, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good, let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. Holding me tight, telling me everything I want to hear. So know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child needs a daddy, I can help. It would sure do me good. Do you good. Let me help. Know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child needs a daddy, let me help. It would sure do me good. Do you good. Let me help.
Volunteer. Wow. Hey, all right. Sometimes you need that kind of help, you know. It's like, okay, instead of running the other way, he volunteered. Hey, all right. He gets points. We like that one.
That is funny.
Oh, Lord Almighty. Okay. We got a lot of songs going, so I'm just going to keep on rolling. No, I'm not on the floor. I'm sitting in my chair, but we're my chair rolls, so we're okay. This one is Midnight.
Maybe it's too late. Sometimes even hate myself for loving you. Trying to be strong, when nighttime comes along and I start wanting you, needing you. Where is all my self-control? I'm burning way down in my soul and needing you. Wishing I could be the man I've tried to. Hating me for wanting to be with you. Knowing you don't love me like you used to. But it's midnight. Oh, and I miss you. It's getting late, and I know that when I'm weak, funny how things
looking so much brighter in the daylight. I ought to go to bed, I'll straighten out my head and just forget you. Oh, but it's midnight, yeah, and I miss you. It's getting late, and I know that when I funny how things have a way of looking so much brighter in the daylight. I ought to go to bed, I'll straighten out my head and just forget you. Oh, but it's midnight. Oh, and I miss you. It's midnight, and I miss you.
Doesn't he sound like Elvis when he wants to? He really can.
Yes.
When he wants to.
Yes.
He
can.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hey, honey. Hi, how are you doing, darling?
I'm trying to hang in there.
Good. That's the first step.
Yeah. If I can stay upright, I'll do better. I took a fall yesterday.
That does help, darling.
No. But I'll be all right. It's nothing unusual, but since it's your show and you play your music, I want to set a statement correct, if I may. I do not hate Tiny Tim. I did not know the man. I do not like this song, Tiptoe Through the Tulips. It's like taking your fingernails and going down a chalkboard. That just don't like that song. And if somebody, if somebody wants to buy me a Tiny Tim CD, they can send it to me. I'll leave it unpackaged and put it over in my sheet head. But I did some research a couple weeks ago on Amazon. A one LP album from him is $142.
Yep.
My word.
I don't have the fear of Clive buying one because he knows better. But please, whoever, just save your money. I mean, it won't ever get unwrapped.
Yeah, the thing is, Tiny Tim had a special talent.
Yes.
A special talent. And it was unique. And that's why everything he did is worth a lot more money now, because it can't be replaced. It can't be copied. It's unique, and it's out there, and he's gone. So there's not going to be any more.
All right.
So I hear you, girl. I hear you. I think I like listening to him just because his talent was so unique. It was so special. It just amazes me that he could do that.
Yeah, some of his songs are okay, you know, don't get me wrong. But it's that one in particular song, it just gives me the chills. I don't want to hear it.
And that's the one he is most well known for.
Yeah. And
yep.
I'm like the rest of the ladies in the group. I have to have my Elvis fix every single day. I wake up to him on my alarm, and I go to sleep listening to him sing. So,
well, there you go. Sweet dreams.
Yeah, I'm addicted to his singing and his songs, or however you want to put it. And
there's nothing wrong with that, darling.
He's a person just like me and you are and the rest of us. I don't have him up on a pedestal. I just love the man's voice and his music. That's just it. He makes me feel good inside when I'm down.
There you go. There you go. That makes it worth all of it. There you go.
The right song always plays when I need it. So that's just all I wanted to say. And hello to everybody.
Okay.
And I'll say bye so you can get back to your show. And so sorry.
Okay.
It's great. I'll get you later. Love you.
But thank you for telling us. I think that's really special. People need to hear those kinds of things, you know, so they don't keep the negatives all the time. They need to have some positives to replace it with. So that was a good sign.
We leave the 4th of October to go to Arkansas. And I am going to drive my mother crazy all the way there and all the way back playing Elvis.
Honey, remember when you were growing up, your mama drove you crazy every day, so turn around, fair play.
Oh, yes, but she don't care for Elvis music.
It's okay. It's okay. You can drive mama crazy. It's all right. She'll live. You live. She'll live. It's all right. Okay, honey, thank you for calling us and telling us, and I'm going to get back to some music because I've got a whole lot of it to play, okay?
Hey, I'm sorry for taking up your time.
Don't be sorry, honey. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called and told us that. That was important for you to say. I'm glad you did it. So it's all right. Don't be sorry. We're going to get back to music now, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's hear Elvis' version from Las Vegas, 1974, live. It's midnight.
This is a new song, ladies and gentlemen, that we have coming out in about 2 weeks. I hope you like it. It's called It's Midnight. Maybe it's too late, and I sometimes even hate myself for loving you. Trying to be strong, the nighttime comes along, and I start wanting you. Wanting you. Listen, so when it's all my self-control, I'm burning when out in my soul. Wishing I could be the man I tried to, hating me for wanting to be with you. Knowing you don't love me like you used to, but it's midnight, oh Lord, and I miss you. It's getting midnight.
they kind of muted the applause out of that one, didn't they? It's like, leave it alone. Just let it roll. Let it roll.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, that's all right. That's all right. Now, you guys know the movie G.I. Blues?
Uh-huh.
I sincerely hope. Okay. If you don't, you've been living in a bucket. So, okay, that's all right. Here is a song that was done in G.I. Blues, not by Orion, of course, but we're going to hear him doing it now. It's Pocket Full of Rainbows.
I don't worry whenever skies are gray above. Got a pocket full of rainbows and a hump full of love. Mr. Hardy, I found a way to make him neat. Got a pocket full of rainbows and a star of my sweet. Kiss me extra tender, hold me extra tight, 'cause I'm saving your sweetness and for a lonely night. No more heartache now that I found your love so true. Got a pocket full of rainbows and a kiss me extra tender, hold me extra tight, 'cause I'm saving your sweetness for a lonely night. No more heartaches now that I've found your pocket full of rainbows and it on for you. Rainbow, 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 rainbow.
There you go. Now, that's one of the songs where he really did sound like Elvis. He was trying to sound like Elvis at that time. And when he tries to, he can. He can. But listen to the S's, and you can tell the difference. So, here is Elvis doing Pocket Full of Rainbows.
What happened?
Alternate. Take three.
This is NOX, take three. Oh, Charlie, incidentally, we got one thing to ask you. On your count-offs, are you going to use this first click, click?
No.
That'll come off, because I know you're covering it.
One, two, three, four, one.
I don't worry whenever skies are gray above. Got a pocket full of rainbows, got a heart full of love. Mr. Heartache, I found a way to make him leave. Got a pocket full of rainbows, got a star on my sleeve.
Kiss me extra tender, hold me extra tight, 'cause I'm saving your sweetness for a lonely night. No more teardrops, now that I've found a love so true. Got a pocket full of rainbows, got an arm full of you. Kiss me extra tender, hold me extra tight, 'cause I'm saving your sweetness for a lonely night. No more teardrops, now that I've found a love so true. Got a pocket full of rainbows, got an arm full of you. Rain.
Are you still here? No, she already left. I'm just wondering which one. One of her daughter's dogs just died, and I don't know which one it is. But I'll find out later. It's okay. All right. Here we go. Orion doing Memories.
Here's a very beautiful song. Like all the rest of them. And quiet nights and gentle days with you.
Yeah. And you know, with Orion, if you don't pay close attention and you're just doing stuff and letting music roll over you, even though you know it isn't and you know you're listening to Orion, if you're not paying close attention, it sounds like Elvis. But if you pay attention, you can tell it's not. So it's okay. I think it's kind of cool that if you're not listening close, he sounds like Elvis. I think that's neat. Okay, here is Elvis doing Memories.
Between the pages of my mind, memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Quiet thoughts come floating down and settle softly to the ground like gold of autumn leaves around my feet. I touch them and they burst apart with sweet memories. Sweet memories of holding hands and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Memories, memories of holding hands and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweetened through the ages just like wine. Memories, memories, sweet memories, memories.
I love that song. I remember when that came out, I was sitting on the front porch with my, at the time, boyfriend, who I later married like an idiot. But anyway, I remember when that came out. It was in the summer. No, it was in the fall because we were going to school. But it was beautiful weather. And I remember sitting there listening to that song. And it was such a good song that you could hear it every couple hours. They played it all the time. It was great. And it's still great. I mean, it hasn't dimmed at all over the years. It's fantastic. And here is one, Orion First, Separate Ways.
Thank you.
I see a change come into our lives. It's not the same as it used to be, and it's not too late to realize our mistakes. We're just not right for each other. Love has slipped away, left its only friend. We almost seem like strangers. All that's left between us are the memories we share, the times we thought we cared for each other. There's nothing left to do but go our separate ways and pick up all the pieces left behind us. And maybe someday, somewhere along the way, then my love will find us.
Oh, yeah. And it seems like people love to sing his music, you know, cover it. You could probably go out to a bar and find somebody covering Elvis music. I think that's great. That is fantastic. Dinner music, you know, things like that. I think it's great. All right. Here is from 1972, March 30th, Rehearsal. Elvis doing Separate Ways.
I see a change is coming to our lives. It's not the same as it used to be, and it's not too late to realize our mistakes. We're just not right for each other. Love has slipped away, left us only friends. We almost seem like strangers. All that's left between us are the memories we share, the times we thought we cared for each other.
Cut it. I think I can do it better, too. Forgot how that ending went. It's weird, isn't it? On his headphones.
Okay, you want to try it again?
Sure.
Okay, we're ready.
I see a change that's coming to our lives. It's not the same as it used to be,
And it's not too late to realize our mistake. We're just not right for each other. Love has slipped away, left us only friends. We almost seem like strangers. All that's left between us are the memories we share. Times we thought we cared for each other. There's nothing left to do but go our separate ways. Pick up all the pieces left behind us. And maybe someday, somewhere along the way, another love we'll find. Someday when she's older, maybe she will understand why her mom and dad are not together. The tears that she will cry when I have to say goodbye will tear at my heart forever. There's nothing left to do but go our separate ways. Pick up all the pieces left behind us. And maybe someday, somewhere along the way, another love will find.
Time to end a song, it's time to end a song, right? And so you just stop. I think that's funny. Okay, here is Orion doing Kentucky Rain.
Seven lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. I don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. Well, I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. Yeah, I've loved you much too long, our love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes, some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No way, the day before. Well, I finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, where you're bound on such a cold, dark afternoon. As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I exclaimed, and he left me with a friend, and I find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoe,
rain in my shoe,
searching for you.
Song a lot. I liked it when it came out. I still like it. It's great. It never gets old. It just doesn't. Very sad, but it's a great song. Okay, live version from Elvis, Kentucky Rain.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. I don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know, I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, oh, and up ahead's another town that I'll be walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you, yeah. In the cold Kentucky rain, oh yeah, in the cold Kentucky rain.
Showed your photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally caught a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, and he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll be walking through, with the rain in my shoes, searching for you.
Record out last year, this year, wasn't it? That did pretty good for me. I'd like to sing it for you.
We do like that a lot. We do. Honest to God, we do. Okay, that's enough, Jenny. Get on with it. Okay. Here is Orion doing My Boy. This song makes me cry.
You're sleeping, son, I know, but really this can't wait.
I wanted to explain before it gets too late. For your mother and me, our love has finally died. This is no happy home. God knows how I tried. Because you're all I have, my boy. You are my life, my pride, my joy. And if I stay, I stay because of you, my boy. Sleep on. You haven't heard a word. Perhaps it's just as well. Why spoil your little dreams? Why put you through the hell? I have laughed, I have cried, I'm lost every day, taking all I can take, and I'll stay here just the same. Because you're all I have, my boy. You are my life, my pride, my joy. And if I stay, I stay because of you, my boy. Hard to understand, why did we have to part? We're more like strangers now, each acting out of part. Life is no fairy tale, as one day you will know. Now you're just a child, but I'll stay here and watch you grow. Because you're all boy, you are my life, my pride, my joy. And if I stay, I stay because of you, my boy. Because you're all I have, my boy. You are my life, my pride, my joy. And if I stay, I stay because of you, my boy. Because you're all I have, my boy. You are my life, my pride, my joy. And if I stay, I stay because of you, my boy.
All right. He did a good job on that one. He really did. Now here's Elvis, a live version of My Boy.
I guess. You're sleeping, son, I know. But really, this can't wait. I wanted to explain before it gets too late. For your mother and me, love has finally died. This is no happy home, but God knows how I tried. Because you're and if I stay, I stay because of you, my boy.
I know it's hard to understand. Why did we ever start? We're more like strangers now, each acting out of part.
I have laughed, I have cried, I've lost every game, taking all I can take, but I'll stay here just the same. Because you're all I have, my boy.
if I stay. I stay because of you, my boy.
Say, boy, you haven't heard a word. Perhaps it's just this world. Why spoil your little dreams? Why put you through the hell?
Life is no fairy tale, and one day you will know. But now you're just a child. I'll stay here and watch you grow. Because you're
all right. We're going to take just a little bit of a break and do something just a little bit different. This is something that John sent me about, the title of it is Some Think He May Be King Elvis. This is from 1991, where Orion does Susie Q.
Oh,
He did a pretty decent job on that, I thought. I liked it. And here, he's doing a pretty decent job on a Bobby Goldsboro song, Honey.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friends, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. You know I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. And then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself. I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kind of dumb and kind of smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. It would sure embarrass her when I'd come home from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly lately chose. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love the car, and she was sad, so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, yes, you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and found her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloomed and robins sang, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. Then one day when I wasn't home, she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Yes, now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead, cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. Now see the tree, how big it's grown, but friends, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big.
Oh yeah, when that song came out and Bobby Goldsboro did it, it always made me sad. You can just imagine losing somebody you love, you know? And it was quite a profound song, actually. It really was. Now, when this came out, when Orion did this song, everybody thought it was Elvis. They were all excited because Elvis didn't die. He did this song. Listen to this song. This is Elvis. This is Elvis singing this song. Blah, 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 blah. Can you imagine how they felt when they found out it wasn't Elvis? That there was a lot of crystal hitting the wall that day. Anyway, here is another one. When it came out, everybody thought this was Elvis as well. Ebony Eyes.
Here is Kiki Orion with Ebony Eyes.
On a weekend pass, I wouldn't have time to get home and marry that baby of mine. So I went to the chaplain, and he authorized me to send for my ebony eyes. My ebony eyes was coming to me from out of the skies on flight 1203. In an hour or two, I would whisper my doom to my beautiful ebony eyes. The plane was way overdue, so I went inside to the airline's desk and I said, "Sir, wonder why 1203 is so late?" He said, "Oh, they probably took off late. They may have run into some turbulent weather and had to alter the course." I went back outside and waited at the gate. And I watched the beacon light from the control tower as it whipped through the dark ebony skies, as if it were searching for
ebony.
Then came the announcement over the loudspeaker: "Those having relatives or friends on flight 1203, please report to the chapel across the street at once."
Then I felt a burning break deep inside. I knew that my ebony skies had taken my life's most wonderful prize, my beautiful ebony eyes. If I ever get heaven, I'll bet the first angel I'll recognize, she'll smile at me, and I know she'll be my beautiful.
That makes cold chills every time I hear that.
Oh, yeah. It kind of does. Can you imagine somebody being away from home in the service and being allowed to send for the person they love to marry them, and on the way they are killed? It really would. That would be a tough pill to swallow. It'd take you a long time to get over something like that. It'd take you a long time to get over flying in a plane, too. All right. I do not know why they thought that that was Elvis, because when you listen to him speak, he doesn't sound like Elvis. But I think they wanted it so bad, they just overlooked that part. You know what I mean? Oh, well, everybody figured out Elvis wasn't going to be singing any more songs. That's how it goes. Okay, here is Orion doing Sweet Caroline.
Can't begin to know it, but that I know it's growing strong. Was it the spring, and spring became the summer? or touching hands. They're reaching out, touching me, touching you. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to reach out and touch your hand. One of my favorite hobbies, you could call it that, is meeting people. And if you'd like to come up, I'd like to shake your hand. How about you, honey? How about you, Pop? Boy, got some lovely people here. Fantastic bunch.
There you go. Orion with another one. All right. Now we're going to, I'm going to do a pair again. All right. First, we're going to do Orion doing Baby What You Want Me to Do.
You got me running. You got me hiding. You got me run, hide, hide, run anywhere you want to let it roll. Yeah, oh yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby, what you want me to do. You got me peeping, you got me hiding. You got me peep, hide, hide, peep anywhere you want to let it roll. Yeah, oh yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby, what you want me to do. Going up, going down, going up, down, down, up, any way you want me, let it roll. Yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby, what you want me to do. Yeah. Got me doing what
you
want.
What's that in the background?
He just did a quick short version of that. Well, you know what?
Okay.
Here's Elvis doing a slightly longer version from the 68 Comeback Special. Baby, what you want me to do?
Thank you.
totally cool. I love the way he plays the guitar in that one. Man, he goes to town with that. He does. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. Now we're going to go with Orion doing If I Can Dream.
Got to be birds flying higher in the sky, more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all of my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dreams come true? Oh why? There must be peace and understanding sometimes. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun gonna come, oh somehow, out there in the dark, as a beckoning candle, and while I can see, while I can talk, while I can stand, while I can walk, while I can dream.
All right. He did a decent job on that. Not a bang-up great job, but he did a decent job. There's nothing wrong with it. It just wasn't quite the same. That's all. I think you all are aware. I really do. I believe you all are aware that there were two versions of that song from the 68 special. Okay? One of them was at the end where Elvis was in the white suit with the red cravat, and it ended the show, at which he said thank you, good night. The other one was during the show, wearing his black leather, doing a bang up, making everybody drool. I think he liked doing that, to tell you the truth. Here is the black leather version of Elvis doing If I Can Dream.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why.
find understanding sometimes. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. No matter how he sang it, no matter how it ended, that was pretty powerful. All right, now I'm going to do one more song before I do the end. I've got a medley. Orion's going to do a medley at the end. So that's just how I wanted it. So that's what we're going to do. And we still have some for next week that I am going to play next week because they're just too good to not play. So, okay, right now, so I'm going to do Long Black Limousine. He does a good job on this.
There's a long line of mourners driving down our little street. If fancy cars are such a sight to see, yes, they're all your rich friends who knew you in the city. Oh, but now they finally brought you home. When you left, you know you told me that someday you'd be returning in a fancy car all the time to see. Now everyone is watching you. You finally got your dream. Now you're riding in that long black limousine. Oh, the papers, oh, the time.
He did a good job on that one. He really did. All right, guys. We are down to it. I have 1 minute to say goodnight, and then I want to play this medley as our ending song. I think this was a fantastic show. You know, it's some people that sound like Elvis do so without making a big effort at doing it. And I think that is a real special thing. I really do. And Orion could do that. You know, he had a special something, and there could have been a reason for that. But I think it's really good that we did a show that showcased a lot of the things he did, because Orion is not one of the singers that we hear too much from. Whether he was good or not, or good at doing Elvis or not doing good at Elvis or being himself or whatever it was, for some reason, nobody ever played his music. And that was, you know, that's just a great loss. It's a very bad oversight. So I'm glad we did this show today where we could showcase Orion's stuff and paired up with Elvis so we could see that he wasn't like Elvis. He was just similar to Elvis, okay? And that was good. That was very good. You guys, so thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, because I got to hear those songs twice today, and I really, really did love it. Sue is back. Let's see what's going on with her. Hey, girl, what's happening?
Well, the poor little baby, he's still alive. He's just barely making it. He's just hanging in, holding, you know, breathing, and I happen to have an oxygen tank here, and we put that on him, and we're trying to get as much fluid down him as we can, but he's really sick, and I don't think he's going to make it, Jenny. I thought he was already dead, but Tammy came in here and
told
me. You
got to take him to the vet, honey. Take him to the vet.
He went to the vet this morning, and they gave him an IV and told him to keep him hydrated, and he's just gotten worse through the day.
He had to have gotten into something. This just doesn't happen.
Well, that's what I told Tammy. Well, there's something that he's gotten into, I'm sure. But anyway,
yeah.
I really hate this.
Yeah.
Tammy really adored that little dog, and he was just so little. You know, he's just fighting for himself in there, and it's just sad.
Well, you just got to do the best you can, darling, and that's as long as he's fighting, he's got a chance. But, yeah, he got into something. It might have been chocolate laying around the house. It could have been some weed poison or bug poison or something like that outside, rat poison, something like that. He got
yeah.
into something, sweetheart.
So
Tammy needs to go out and check around the yard where they always go and see if she can find anything that he might have got into.
Yeah. Well, anyway, y'all just say a prayer that he makes it. Bless his little heart. He's just so little. And full of energy, though, but not now. He's not.
Are you taking him back to the vet now?
No, they're closed for the day, but he'll be there in the morning if he's alive.
Okay. There should be an emergency vet hospital somewhere that you should take him to. If you wait till morning, you're just asking for him to die, honey. He needs emergency care, and they do have vet hospitals that do that.
Well, they do, but listen,
so check
I didn't
it out.
Tell you this yet. I didn't tell you this, but I was talking to Shane, Tammy's boyfriend, a while ago, and he told me that he just buried one of the puppies that he had taken, you know, that when they had the litter, and it had parvo. So,
and he's been around the puppies? He's come in around the puppies?
Well, Tammy's puppies here, only got their parvo shots 2 or 3 days ago.
It might have been parvo then. It might be parvo that puppy has. And if the vet knows that, he can check for it. Because Shane
could
have brought that in on his shoes or on his clothes or on his hands.
But they checked him this morning, and they said he didn't have parvo. But then, too, there are different strains.
Exactly. He's got something that wasn't happening this morning, okay? It was there, but without any symptoms, they don't have anything that they can really check for. So it's okay. Having him at the bed this morning doesn't really mean, that doesn't mean anything to what he has now.
Well,
it's just there's been time passed.
And that parvo can be mean. That can be a mean stuff. Wow.
Honey, it's fatal. Parvo is fatal.
Yeah, it is.
They don't recover from parvo.
Anyway,
it's fatal.
She's going to just try to keep him alive as long as she can, and that's all we can
okay.
do. But anyway, y'all have a good evening, and God bless everyone.
Well, I'd like to say the same, but I know different, honey. You just do the best you can, okay?
Okay, sweetie. Bye.
Okay, honey. We'll see y'all later, and that's the end of the show. We ran out of time finding out about the poor little puppy, so that's okay. I will play the rest of the songs next week. And I do have one to play on the gospel show. So we're doing good, guys. We will talk to you soon. Good night. Bye.
Bye.
God bless. May the Lord keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Good night.